Welcome to the Rockstar Principles of Success. I'm your host, Dana Steele, and I spent years working with the world's greatest rock stars, as well as quite a few one-hit wonders. Observing who got to the top and who didn't is where the Rockstar Principles of Success came from. Those principles that successful people use every day in everything they do are passion, knowledge, networking, and appreciation. Now I talk to rock stars around the world in industries across the board to find out how they got to the top and how they stay there.
This world is going to go on without me, and it already has lived without me. But the reason I came into this world is because God called me to do something in this time, in this place, at this moment, tell a story that nobody else could have told at any other point in history, because nobody else had the same experiences as me. And it's the same thing for you, Ms. Steele. Same thing for everybody who's listening to this podcast and everyone around the world. We're all here for a reason.
All right. I got a great rock star for you today. A very unusual rock star. He's a speaker. He's a singer. He's a philanthropist. He's been seen by over a billion people across his channels and on stages. He's even had a viral version of an Eminem song that he rapped. And among other things, he is only 17 years old. Now, I don't normally interview kids. I have nothing against kids. I have kids. I just wasn't sure about this one. I just assumed that he didn't fit my business audience. But you know what? I decided I should at least keep the appointment, right? I should keep my word, and I should hear what this rock star had to say. Oh my wow. Everyone, including successful entrepreneurs, I don't care how smart you think you are or how successful you are, he will have something to say that you can learn from. The guy is Sparsh Shah, and I think you're not only going to be impressed by this really old and wise 17-year-old young man, but I think you're going to be inspired, and I think you are going to walk away with some rock star principles of your own. This episode is sponsored in part by WCD Speakers, who actually brought our guest, Sparsh Shah, to me. We are a part of their talent pool of speakers, entertainers, presenters, and so much more. WCD Speakers will match and connect the most talented and unique speakers with professional meeting planners. Let's face it. People are thinking about gathering again and having conferences again and having meetings again. Start booking your speakers now. WCD will help you find the right partner, and they'll equip you with the education, the training, the support, whatever it is you need to have a successful meeting, a successful conference, a successful event. Between Sparsh and myself, we have spoken to Disney, Google, the United Nations. Okay, that was Sparsh. That was definitely not me. HP. We've both done TED Talks and so much more. WCD Speakers. You can find Sparsh Shah. You can find myself, Dana Steele, and you can find hundreds of keynote speakers and so much more. Check us out and all the talented speakers at WCDSpeakers.com. Sparsh Shah is an Indian-American rapper, a writer, a speaker. He's been featured in the world's greatest motivators. There's been a documentary filmed about him, and he's made a viral cover of Eminem's Not Afraid. He has a TEDx Talks with over 8 million views. Yes, 8 million. He's won 9 singing competitions. His performances have been viewed, gosh, online and in person by over a billion people with a B. Yes, I said billion. He's spoken at the United Nations and at Google, and he's helped raise, I love this, over $1 million for various charities. Sparsh Shah, by the way, is only 17 years old and has what you and I probably know best as brittle bone disease. Sparsh, welcome to the Rockstar Principles.
Thank you so much, Ms. Steele, for the amazing introduction. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for bringing me for this awesome session.
You are the epitome of a rock star. Now, when I say rock star, a lot of people think, you know, playing the guitar up on stage, whatever. No, no, no. I worked with the world's greatest rock stars, and I watched rock stars and I watched one hit wonders and really saw the difference between the two. And one of those I really see in you. I see that rock star characteristic, and that is you're not afraid to try anything, are you?
No, not at all.
Not really. And everything you've been through. Well, first, let's talk about your health. How are you? How are you doing? Let's see if I can say it right. It's osteogenesis. Is that the correct name?
Yeah, osteogenesis imperfecta. Yes.
And you were born with how many broken bones?
About 35 to 40. That's what we estimated when I came out of the womb. Yeah.
Wow. And this is just something that's ongoing that you always have to be so careful with. I had this conversation once with a real rock star, with Earl Slick, who played for David Bowie and John Lennon. And I said, can you teach someone how to be a rock star, or are you born with it in your DNA? And I don't know. I know he and I have this ongoing argument every time we see each other. I think you're born with it, and I think you were born with it. Tell me how you have done this last year, where we've all been affected by a pandemic. Have you overachieved and overcreated content like some of us? Or what have you been doing for the last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been absolutely crazy with the pandemic. And in many ways, to be honest, for me, it was a good thing. I actually got to do so many things over the pandemic, and so many amazing things have happened. And just, there's just so much, like, it was such a great opportunity for productivity for me. I think this time was a time when I knew that I had a lot of time coming. I mean, being in school, I mean, being at home because of distance learning during the pandemic. And I made a lot of commitments during the pandemic to keep myself as focused and as goal-oriented as possible, right? And so with that, a lot of things, amazing things have happened. I've released, I think, about 4 or 5 videos of just singing between originals and like collaborations. And 2 of those are like my own written and sung like debut songs. So I am super excited about that. I have gotten to do quite a few performances. It was like 30 to 40 events just since last year. It's been so crazy. You know, you were talking about charities, right? By God's grace, I've been able to add like another 200,000 to the 1 million number, because in December, I'm the youth ambassador of the Voice of Specially Abled People, which is a nonprofit that is working on enabling and empowering people with special needs in all areas of the world, but especially in countries where the accessibility is still not there in many areas of society. So we raised over $200,000 when we did our first live stream gala ever. And that was viewed by a lot of people around the world. I've been able to raise about another 100K for a few other charities, such as the Heart and Hand for the Handicapped, which I've worked for a very long time. And then with the Rotary Club as well for polio vaccinations. And yeah, all of that, you know, there's the service, the performances. I got to speak, for instance, at the India Inclusion Summit, where that's like an annual event in India that celebrates and encourages, again, the empowerment of people with special abilities. And I got to create their theme song, which was amazing. Yeah, they're, as you had said, World's Greatest Motivators. That came out in July of 2020. The episode was a little bit of a wait, but the fruits of patience are sweet, right? So yeah, there's so many things. I can't say them off the top of my head, but they're all on my website. If anyone was listening to this, or you go and look it up, www.sparshshah.com.
And we'll have links to all of this. We're going to have links to your videos. You're going to have an entire page of, we might have to give you like two pages just for all the links.
Okay.
You know, one of the hardest things to teach yourself and to teach adults and for anybody to do is goal setting sometimes. And, or it's easy to set a goal, but it's not easy to achieve it. What do you do? Everybody has one thing they do, I think, that they can attribute their success to every day. For example, I get up every morning between 5 and 6 without an alarm because I can't wait to get up and see what's happened overnight and what's happening with the rest of the day. And then I'm pretty organized the rest of the day. What's one thing you do every day for success? I mean, you are 17 years old. You have accomplished so much in the last few years, but it's not luck. It's because you have a work ethic.
Yeah.
It's because you have discipline. It's because you have a system. What do you attribute your success to? What are the simple things you do every day that help you set your goals, reach your goals, and get your work done?
Well, first, I guess I'll go from the practical and work my way to the abstract, if that's cool.
That's fine.
Practically, I mean, my mom and dad are like, they're project and program managers. So I've gotten a lot of lessons from them about prioritization, time management. And, you know, there's that, I forgot the name of the model, but I don't know if you've heard of that 4-box model where there's these, that's how you sort tasks that you have to do. There are the important and urgent tasks, important non-urgent tasks, urgent non-important tasks, and then non-important non-urgent tasks, right? And so I find myself, you know, trying to figure out where all my tasks fit all the time, because I know that there are just some things, but there are some things that, yes, you can leave till the next day. There are some things that you can't leave till the next day. And then there are some things where, like, yes, if you don't do them, it's not the end of the world because there's no deadline, but you got to keep doing it every day, because if you don't, you'll lose your steam. And once you get into the groove of something, there's a certain pain in losing that steam, right? That you really have to work twice as much to get back to the place you were before you lost your steam. And for example, for me, that thing is like music practice. And I've struggled with this all the time. We're like trying to figure out how to put my, like, make committed time to myself to practice. A lot of times when I get into the, when I want to, the other things just come up and I'm not able to practice. But yeah, just keeping these things in priority, making sure not to lose steam. Just, you know, sometimes my mom said this once, you have to really defend your time. If something is important to you, you got to block everything out. You have to defend that time.
I get some of my best, I was going to tell you, I get some of my best ideas walking. And if I don't get out and walk, I really feel it at the end of the day. Not only is it good for my body, but I have to make that time. And I have not made all the time for that today. And I know that at some point I've got to go do it, but I also have my best ideas. Okay, sorry. Number two. So number one you said was manage your time.
Manage your time and like manage your tasks too. Because I think the tasks are just as important, right? If you have too many tasks on your plate, then your time is like just gone. But if you keep like a certain number of tasks to do, then you can use your time better. Anyways, speaking of the next thing, I love that you were talking about walking every day. That really resonates with the next thing I was going to say, which is a little more abstract. But I think for me, it's a mixture of two things. I try to exercise whenever possible. And this is a routine, usually when I either wake up or nowadays I take afternoon naps. So when I wake up from an afternoon nap, I do like this exercise where I've been doing this for about a year or two, ever since I started like really going in on my diet, like just I've been doing intermittent fasting for like 2 years almost, and like exercise and stuff. So I do this exercise where I lift my legs up 40 to 45 degrees and I keep it there. Like I'm laying on the bed. I keep them there for an hour. And it may seem crazy, but this is where the second part comes in. Like faith. The second part for me is faith. And the craziest thing is when I'm exercising, I'm at my most spiritual. I am listening to worship music, I'm praying, I'm all that stuff. And I truly, truly can tell you that when that 1 hour is done for me every day, I have this sort of, it's not just the contentment of the exercise, it is a contentment that I put my ultimate purpose first. Because for me, my ultimate purpose is, honestly, everything that I'm doing, my achievements, everything that I've done, it's not me. It's not my story. This world is going to go on without me, and it already has lived without me. But the reason I came into this world is because God called me to do something in this time, in this place, at this moment, tell a story that nobody else could have told at any other point in history, because nobody else had the same experiences as me. And it's the same thing for you, Ms. Steele. Same thing for everybody who's listening to this podcast and everyone around the world. We're all here for a reason. And so when I'm done with that exercise every day, I stand content. I lay content, not stand, because not only of the exercise, but because I put that purpose first. I put God first. I put my aim first, right? And when you put your target before you and you don't look at anything but the eye of the crow, then you're bound to shoot it.
I love you.
You're not looking anywhere else.
I love you use the word content. A lot of people who are striving for success think if they're content, then something must be wrong or they're not working hard enough. But you need that moment in your day. For me, it's like you're almost describing, Sparsh, a meditation of sorts. I feel that way when I walk. I feel that way when I cook. Cooking is a meditation for me. I don't multitask. I don't do anything else. I don't check social media. I don't care what's on the news. I have that one task that I'm going to serve a meal to my family that they love, that, you know, and it is. I don't think about anything else. And when it's all over, it doesn't matter how crazy the day's been, how many podcasts, what needed to be done, I can just take that big breath like you do at the end. But you're 17. Look at all these things you're done. Okay, I have to ask you, do you do anything a kid does?
I mean, yeah, definitely. All that credit, not going to lie, that no, 110% of that credit, that goes to my brother, my little brother, Anuj. He is the one who reminds me that, honestly, like, I'm 17, I still consider myself a kid, even though I do all the work that I'm doing, probably like an adult does. But he's the one that tells me, like, look, if you say you're, he's the one that reminds me, if you say you're a kid, you gotta act like a kid too. Sometimes you just have to let loose. Sometimes you just have to just not care about the homework. Just finish it tomorrow if you have time. Don't overachieve. So, you know, we're all the time, he's all the time asking to spend time with me. So whenever I get out of the stubbornness of doing my work, right? Whenever I get out of that, we're like playing chess or playing video games, watching movies or playing games sometimes with the family, all that good stuff. Or just, you know, if we're really late, we're in bed, like we sleep together as brothers all the time. So we're, you know, if it's too late, we'll just sleep and talk. Or play pretend or something like that. Like, he is the one that reminds me that it's okay to have fun. And it's not about, you know, like, you could work all the time, which is great, and have that no days off mentality, which is great. And I think it's important to have that. But just because you have no days off doesn't mean that you can't have fun during those days. So most definitely.
And see, you have a little brother for that. Yeah. And I've got Wonder
yes,
Husband for that.
Yeah.
Who comes in here. I call him Wonder
nice.
Husband. He comes in here every once in a while and goes, you know, it's time to walk. It's time to watch WandaVision. It's time to, you know, it's time to do something and just have fun. So, you know, there's another good piece of advice that if I was still doing your daily success tip, that would be tomorrow's tip. Compliments of Sparsh Shah. It would be remember to have some fun. All right. We're going to play a lightning round here.
All right.
You ready for this? Most famous person you've ever met.
Most famous person I've ever met. Whoa. Oh my God, Mr. Amitabh Bachchan.
Okay. And
Mr. Amitabh Bachchan, the most legendary actor of Bollywood.
Okay. The most famous person you haven't met yet, you want to meet.
This famous person I haven't met that I want to meet. Yeah, Eminem.
I was waiting on that one. I was, you know, we're going to tag Eminem on all of this and go, dude, where are you? You got to do something with this. Okay, favorite food.
Favorite food. Paneer Bhurji. It's a North Indian recipe with cottage cheese. That's paneer. It's basically like you mash it up in it and you make a gravy with it with like tomato and onion gravy and stuff. And then, yeah, you eat it with like garlic naan.
Oh, yes. Like anything. With, you're going to have ice cream with garlic naan. And it, every garlic naan needs to be served.
Yes.
Garlic naan.
It with, really does.
With extra garlic needs to be served at every meal as far as I'm concerned. Favorite movie.
Favorite movie. Oh, my God. Why am I like?
Because we all do that when you ask us.
I don't know. I can't think of a favorite movie off the top of my head.
Favorite TV show, or do you watch a lot of, do you watch a lot of movie and TVs?
I do watch movies and TV shows. All right, TV show. Right now, I'm into this TV show called The Chosen.
Cool.
Look that up.
All right. I will. Yeah, because that's what I need is one more show to binge on, Sparsh. Thank you very much. If you could
yep.
go anywhere right now, if you could transport yourself anywhere right now, there's no COVID, there's no mask, there's no brittle bone disease, there's nothing. If you could go anywhere right now, where would it be?
I would go to, actually, you know what? I would probably, I would go everywhere. I would go around the world because it's always been my dream to, like, after I put out my first album, whenever that happens in the future, I want to do like national and world tours. So just everywhere.
That's a fantastic answer. That is a fantastic answer. Okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot with any more of those. I always like to end this because of all my years in rock and roll by asking people who's, you know, favorite band, favorite song. I can pretty much figure out that's Eminem on you. What else are you listening to, though? I mean, you write your own music. You like Eminem. You did that viral cover. But what else are you listening to these days? Because that's how I learn about new music now is from my sons and people like you.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So you were about to say, right? Like, I know you mentioned like favorite band, favorite song. My favorite artist, and he's been my favorite artist for a few years. His name is David Augustine Jr. He's a rapper that goes by the name of D1, -1. And the reason I like him and his music is because it has a message. And not only that, like, his story is amazing. He came straight out of the hood of New Orleans, right? But he has such a positive and truly like odds-defying message. I've learned a lot of stuff philosophically from him. And like the best thing that I like about him is like he has his three R's. Be real, be righteous, be relevant.
I like that. I like that a lot. What's next for you?
Yeah, two things I would say. First, as a senior, I'm getting ready for college. Right now, I'm waiting on praying for Princeton, but the results don't come out till April, so I'm waiting for that. But if I do get accepted to Princeton, I'm going to go there and major in psychology, so that's the dream. If not, then I'm probably going to like attend Berklee College of Music, which I've always wanted to attend. They have a whole online degree program, so I'd probably do the online degree with music. And yeah, the second thing is they say that the summer between senior year of high school and college is one of the freest summers you'll ever have. So I'm going to work on my album by then. I'm definitely going to start that because I've been between school and scholarships and college and everything, it's been a little tough to put that first, but I will. I've written about over 60 songs now. I've been writing since the age of 10. And like I said, only out of the 5 songs that even I've released this year, and out of all the songs I've released, only 3 of them I've actually, like, no, 3 or 4 of them I've actually written. So they're like, that's only 4 out of 60. That's like 1/15. And so like, there's so much more that I want to bring out to the world because everybody knows me, right? As the guy who rapped Eminem, the guy who made like did Not Afraid, right? But I've made my own stuff too. And I want to show people like, you know, I want to show people my story through music, but I also want to show them the messages that I have to say through music, because I think that's the reason why people write songs in the first place, right? To share feelings that no one else can share, tell stories that no one else can tell, spread messages that nobody else could spread. So there's that. More in the near future, I'm going to be speaking at a few cool places. For example, Johnson & Johnson.
Whoa, dude.
Walmart and the ADP. And then I'm going to, and then of course, just continuing to go on with all of the charity and service work that I've done. Actually, cool thing is I'm wearing right now my high school's National Honor Society t-shirt. So we just had a meeting this morning. Thank you. So we just had a meeting this morning. And so basically all these different types of things, I'm just trying to keep myself involved as much as I can, because I know that there's no good reason for me to accomplish anything if I'm not giving back to others, right, through my work. If I'm not serving people, then there's no point taking in everything that I have. I got to give back. And my goal has always been to sparsh, which means touch in Sanskrit, sparsh people's hearts. And so I feel like service is the best way that I can do that. So just some of the stuff. Sorry for the rant.
I was going to ask you for some final words, but I can't think of any more final words. You know, on the back of my business card, it says the more you do to help someone else be successful, the more successful you will become. So I think you have figured out the key to success very early on. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Ms. Steele, for having me.
All right.
And thank you to everyone who's listening.
Any final words before I let you go?
I would just say that no matter who you are, no matter where you are right now, I know times are super tough, but I really, really hope and pray that you find time and you make time to, you know, put the most important things in your life first. I feel like if COVID-19 has taught us anything, it's to put first things first and second things second. So whether it's as simple as reminding your family that you love them each day, or as complex as like, hey, I'm going to work on an album this summer. Like, go ahead, do whatever you know that you've been called to do, but don't delay on it, right? And I would just say that keep fighting to not just make time, but like, I mean, not just to find time, right? But to make time for these things, because we don't know how long we're going to live. And every single day, therefore, counts. And, you know, as they say, if you're even like 1% better than you were yesterday, you're making progress. So I always say, reference to the 21 Savage album, sure. But if I am is greater than I was, then I'm making progress. So that's what my final, in my humble opinion, those are my words, everyone.
As always, thank you so much for listening to the Rockstar Principles of Success. Please remember these words from Sparsh Shah. Do whatever you know you've been called to do, but don't delay on it. That is what successful people do. Whatever it is, do it today. And by the way, if you know Eminem, make sure he listens to this episode. He needs to check out Sparsh. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's brought to you in part by the 101 Ways to Rock book series, with the brand new book on LinkedIn out this week. Grow your network, grow your personal brand, grow your business. The book is 101 Ways to Rock LinkedIn by Vivica Von Rosen and myself, Dana Steele. You can find it in Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the podcast and rate every episode every chance you get. We would be most appreciative. And remember, the Rockstar principles of success are passion, knowledge, networking, and appreciation. You rock. You've been listening to the Rockstar Principles podcast. I'm your host, Dana Steele, and we are brought to you in part by the 101 Ways to Rock book series, as well as WCD Speakers. The Rockstar Principles podcast is produced by JFA Entertainment, copyright 2021. Original music by Angus Clark. Thank you so much for being a steelworker and listening to the Rockstar Principles.